John Reelhorn wasn't always a nurseryman. Back when he was a student at Fresno State, he spent more time in the dugout than in the greenhouse.
I'm a city boy from Stockton that came to Fresno State on a baseball scholarship, and you know it's a ag school, so you had to figure out what you're going to go into.
In 2001, he and his wife Connie took over the then small Belmont nursery from its second generation owners. Today, he farms 35 acres of flowers, shrubs, and trees in East Fresno and markets them statewide. In a normal year, Reelhorn would be busy planting for spring and summer gardening, but the drought has him questioning those plans.
Everything looked good until the lack of rain came, so we were gearing up and planting more and more and more, betting on the come, betting that people would buy the plants, and now you wonder, should I continue to keep planting if the summer is dry and the city's put restrictions on the watering and then the homeowners don't buy?
But with the lack of rain clouds comes a silver lining. Reelhorn and I hop on a golf cart for a tour of the nursery in search of some of the year's hottest products, drought-resistant plants.
Here's one. Here's an Australian native. It's called Kangaroo Paw. So Australian, right? Very drought-tolerant in Australia. But good color, a bright pink flower. Looks like a fuzzy little toes.
Walking out of the greenhouse over to the desert section of the nursery, we see purple prickly pear cactus, which is popular with homeowners seeking to make their gardens more water-wise. Reelhorn says his phone is ringing off the hook with inquiries like,
"Help me to change my yard over so that I can reduce my water use."
Even though business is up because of the drought, Reelhorn says the uncertainty brought about by the lack of rain
just makes it hard for us to forecast. You know, we're hopeful, but you have to be very, I mean, you can't continue to throw money at new plants and production costs if you think the brakes are going to be put on in the summertime.
He says drought-resistant plants have become the big winner at his nursery.
In every catastrophe, there's somebody that does really well, right? It's a little bit like when the price of gas goes up, then the little cars become real popular. But when it goes down, then the bigger SUVs are more popular. So that's kind of what's happening. The plants have always been here, but now they'll be more popular.
But even with booming demand for plants that require less water, Reelhorn says other parts of his business statewide could suffer. He hopes consumers plant early,
because then your plants can get established before the summer heat comes.
He also suggests homeowners who plan to garden this year use drought-resistant plants and best practices for water, including drip irrigation. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.
You can see photos of some of those plants and hear more stories of the drought on our website at kvpr.org.